I just had to rubber band a hairbrush to my bathtub drain lever in order to make sure that it would drain consistently, because I walked in there and also my bathtub leaked. So it was leaking, and I noticed it was about half full of leaky bathtub water. And I was like, oh, that's not going to be good if I ignore that.
I commend you for your ingenuity there, but I also would highly recommend that you learn basic plumbing, because if you do and you keep rigorous notes and photos of the work that you did to repair something for your landlord, you can then bill them and subtract it from your rent instead of just having somebody come in. So if you're handy and DIY and your landlord just doesn't give a fuck, you can just be like, fuck you, pay me.
Theoretically. That's a big Sigma move right there.
Yeah, it is a big Sigma move, but I honestly might try it, because it probably isn't going to require much more than like digging out whatever shit is clogging it, plunging it a little bit, and tossing some Drano in there, and I bet I could bill him like $200 for that shit.
You know where you should toss that Drano is down your landlord's throat.
That's right. The problem
I'm saying you should kill him.
My landlord is like so many landlords in that it's not a person, it's a business. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, what do I do? Do I just like show up at the office and I'm like, I'm a problem for you right now.
All right. Well, okay. So have you heard of the girl who went to the YouTube office with the channel? Not saying that you should do what she did, but I'm saying she has some good ideas.
The mass shooting girl shooting at YouTube?
I mean, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm going to show up at my landlord's office and, at 2 a.m., there won't even be any. I can't even trouble them while they're sleeping, right? Because they don't sleep at the office. They're not teachers. They don't live where they work.
You're going to have to look up their address and go there. And then it's a whole, you got to travel somewhere at night.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I think fixing the things and then billing them for it would probably be a better way of getting their attention, at least. Because if I just complain to them that there's a problem, they send a guy out and he looks at it and he's like, yeah, you need a specialist for this. And then I never hear from them again. Like my fridge, my freezer leaks into my fridge. I don't know how. There's a connection area there where water can make it through, and it will leak from the bottom of my freezer into the top of my fridge. And I called them, and the guy came out and he was like, yeah, that's because you don't have a cover on the light inside your fridge. So we'll get you a cover. I've called them about this fridge light cover maybe 4 or 5 times now. I have my fridge fucking leaks all over the floor. And the light is still glaringly bright in there. I have no recourse.
Do you pay your rent on some sort of online portal?
No, I don't actually. It's so prohibitively.
Like you hand or mail a physical check to your management company?
I do. They keep trying to tell me to use the online thing, but it's so prohibitively shitty to use that I can't.
As soon as you give them an inch and you start using some online portal bullshit, then they start charging you a convenience fee. Right. Or they start like making it like so Byzantine that you like can't figure out how to like properly send them rent, and then they like charge you a fee for screwing up their bullshit interface.
Oh
like,
yeah.
You know, don't give them a fucking inch. But this is why I advocate everybody, like, you can learn a trade from YouTube. Like, it's just, you can just do that. You could just, like, plumbing, electrical, upholstery, drywall, all that shit. Sheetrock. You can learn that shit on YouTube.
I know how to do drywall. You just fill that shit with ramen, you sandpaper it, and you paint it white.
I have also seen those viral Facebook videos.
Yeah. Yeah, but first you got to take your paintbrush. If you got a hole in it, you got to put some birdseed in there and then cover it up with putty and then paint over it.
Those guys
and then
are
they'll
nuts.
Never know.
They just like, I don't know what's happening with that. Punch a hole in my car and then fill it with ramen. Cool, man. Why?
We're reaching a point where videos are not really being made for humans. They're just being made for other computers who are like, yes, the humans love these videos.
Yeah.
And then the humans at the end are like, I guess I'll watch this. I don't know why. And then the algorithm is like, I knew it.
Yeah. Slapping the roof of my car. This baby is 60% ramen noodle.
You slap it very gingerly, because if you hit it at all hard, it would just completely crumble.
Yeah. On a day where there's a lot of precipitation, you're on your way to work and you skip breakfast because you just, you know, you grab a handful of, you know, your fender with one hand out the window of your car, your moving vehicle, and in the other you just squeeze the sauce packet down your mouth, and then you had you got yourself a little you know, meal on the go.
A little road snack.
That's right.
You just squeeze the wheel, and the wheel is mostly made of sauce packets at this point, so it crumbles off. You mix it in with some of the rainwater to make it more soupy. You know, you choose the cigarette lighter, you you heat it up, you got yourself soup.
That's calling into work like, hey, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in today. I ate way too much in my car last night.
See, that's the problem with drive-through food, right? Drive-through food is by and large food that's easy to eat with your hands, all right? I think that's a cop-out. I think that's bullshit. Get a fucking tub of chili, right? Wendy's has it right. At least they let you get chili. But I'm talking about like get a wide and shallow bowl that's filled up to the brim with some sort of hot liquid. Like, okay, prove you can operate your vehicle and eat that. All right. If you can't, you shouldn't be allowed to operate a vehicle at all.
It's like the ultimate driver's ed test.
That's right.
But I love the guy who goes to like a fast food or like a fast casual, whatever the fuck that means, kind of place. Like you show up at a Panera or like a Chipotle or something and you're like, what? No tray of grilled vegetables? I must have my tray of vegetables as I drive. Why is everything in a bowl or in a wrap or between two pieces of bread? Just give it to me loose. I want to eat that shit with a fork.
That's right.
Do you guys remember that video that was like a family where there's someone in the back has like a pot of stew or like soup or something and it doesn't have a lid and they're trying to like keep it steady as they're driving and it's kind of like sloshing around and they're telling the person driving to like not go too fast so it can like, I don't know how to find it. Like, because I'm looking up family legendary. Driving with an open pot, and it's just finding, like, weed or, like, what is this? A guy holding a bunch of pills in a car?
How about it's, like, when they do those refueling missions in the Air Force where they have a big plane refueling a little plane?
Oh, yeah.
Except it's a giant cement mixer, and inside is chunky chicken noodle soup, and there's just a giant hose that goes straight in my open car window into my mouth and I pull up doing 90 on the highway
just
trying to keep up with this giant cement mixer truck as it just sprays gallons of chunky chicken noodle soup into my mouth.
Yeah, instead of a speed limit enforced by aircraft, it's like drivers refueled by aircraft on this stretch of road. A helicopter will just pull up next to you and give you chunky chicken noodle soup.
All right, let's watch this. Guy driving with gumbo.
Oh, did you find it?
Top.
I found it, yeah. He's got a pot of gumbo. God, it is so full.
Yo, that's some shit I would do. That is absolutely some shit
I mean, it's probably delicious gumbo.
Absolutely. It looks so good.
It's not even in like a container that could have a top. It's just in a loose like pot from the stove.
Oh, it's going everywhere.
Yeah. R. It hasn't spilled yet. Or the further you go, the worse it gets. And then it's just like on a piece of cardboard. It looks like part of a pizza box or something. Incredible.
This is so funny. It kind of reminds me, I love the chaotic food energy that like a video can have. Have you seen that video where it's like the last row of class is like the text that's on over the video and the camera shows like the front of a classroom and the teacher is teaching and there's rows of students. And then as it pans to the back of the classroom, there's a table full of guys who are eating and drinking with full silverware and plate sets and like passing drinks and silverware around. It's so fucking funny.
Yes.
That's
some
rules.
Shit I would also do. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I just like to live vicariously through YouTube videos. I don't leave my house. I sit at my computer all day. All my loved ones wonder what happened to me. I don't communicate with anybody. I've lost touch with reality. I don't even know who I am anymore. I just live through watching YouTube videos.
But you're just laughing to yourself and you say, guy driving with gumbo without a top. And then you like, repeat it to all your family. Exactly.
Bag of Sprite.
That's why I like YouTube channels that let you take that shit back out into the real world. Like when I got really into lock sport and lock picking for a while, I was like, this will be fun. I'll go find locks and pick them. And then I found out people really don't like it when you pick their locks. It makes them feel insecure. But
that just means you're choosing the wrong locks to pick.
That's right.
And you also weren't min-maxing your stealth stat.
No, yeah, I definitely was making a mistake by just showing up and being like, hey, I could pick this lock, check this out. And they're like, hey, don't do that. Instead, you show up in the middle of the night and you just pick it open. You leave them wondering. Did I get robbed? No, I just like locks.
You just think they're neat. That's all.
That's right. I mean, that's it makes me so sad that like seeing that video with the kids in the back of the class eating, I'm like, man, I want to do that, but I don't have a class to go to. But wouldn't you feel like the ballerest kid? Like you have one day, you know, you're going to do this. So like one day you just show up and you chew gum real fucking loud. You just smack it around in your mouth as hard as you can. And the teacher was like, did you bring enough for the class? And you're like, no, obviously not. Nobody ever does. And you throw it away. And then the next day you show up with a whole roast and you're like, enough for the class, Mrs. You know, whatever your teacher's name.
There's more than enough. I even brought a vegan one for Johnny because we have four vegan kids in this class.
Oh, did you bring enough for the rest of the class? Me rolling blunt. Why? Are you trying to match? Is the rest of the class trying to match?
Those should be the rules for like gum and stuff, right? It's like
eye for an eye, motherfucker.
You should match, right? Like you should just bring your own gum, pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not my fault that these kids are fucking losers with no gum.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, we're all supposed to be brought down to their level just because like they didn't think to bring gum. I'm not allowed to thrive.
That's a big part of school is like convincing you that being involved in like a big collective activity means getting brought down to the level of the shittiest person you're around, because that's what American schools do, but that's not how it has to be, you know?
Yeah, not at all.
But that's America, right?
That is America.
We're like institutionally, the goal of American institutions is to bring everything about your life experience that you're having down to the level of the person who has it the worst in society. That's right. That is the goal. That is the point.
And as we all know, the person who has it the worst in society is Bobby Kotick, former CEO and president of Blizzard Activision,
get it.
Which has just been acquired by Microsoft.
I think that's
and
good.
They have summarily removed him following several scandals and allegations about sexual misconduct and also just engendering a terrible fucking workplace to work in, to which I say this is a very mixed story because it's good to see him gone, but fuck Microsoft. Stop buying everything. Yeah, what the fuck?
As a leftist, I think that my enemies should join forces until I only have one enemy and it's every single company combined into one giant conglomerate. I think that would be easier to defeat. And also that the phrase divide and conquer is a psyop.
No, yeah, you don't divide and conquer. You get your enemy to put all their eggs in one basket, and then what do? You smash the basket. Yeah. So easy.
You just smash the Federated States of Amazon, Microsoft, Disney, and there you go.
Well, but that's the problem is that like when they buy all this stuff up, they're not actually making themselves into a monolith. They're taking something that was already monolithic in one industry and then they're spreading it out amongst a bunch of industries so that like if there's a game developer strike, oh, it's okay, you own a steel company. And if there's a steel worker strike, it's like, oh, that's fine, you own an adult film industry, you know, company, whatever the case may be. And they just have so many fucking investments in media, in goods, in services, whatever, that like now you can't fucking touch them anymore. Like, how would you attack Microsoft? Like, you get
with nukes? I don't know.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, even if you like blew up every place that they did business, which is everywhere, like you still wouldn't fucking get rid of them. Bill Gates would crawl out of the wreckage and pull a single fucking dollar out of his stupid fucking vest and be like, "I'm going to use this to exploit a whole new society."
Yeah, I feel like I remember being a kid and there was like a lot of talk about antitrust with Microsoft and they were like, well, should a company be able to control like too many elements of the computer industry? Should they be broken up? And now it's just like the same company can buy like whatever other industries they want for $60 billion and it's fine.
An entire continent. They like Bill Gates is on TV like giving you public health advice. Like, I mean, you know, the bad guys have won. They've won. I mean, it's they're in power and they're cementing that power. It's like, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do because it's like, we're at this point where it's like, yeah, it used to be about capitalist realism where it's like, you can't imagine a world in which capitalism doesn't exist. Now, you can't imagine a world in which Amazon doesn't exist. You can't imagine a world in which Microsoft doesn't exist. In its current state, you can't even imagine a world in which those things are any different other than the trajectory they're going, which is to gobble up literally every other business entity on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, when are we finally going to outgrow the need for a company like Microsoft and finally grow into the future a company called Macro Hard?
That's what, yeah, that's, yeah, you got that Microsoft, I got that Macro Hard.
I'm thinking bigger and harder. That's Macro right. Hard.
Yeah, they really are setting themselves up to be like hardest. Completely owned by a much more alpha company. Just like make the mascot that like buff Doge, or maybe hire that the really buff guy from the memes and like make him the mascot. Just like it says Macro Hard and it's got a picture of him. 100% market share in like a week.
I mean, if all we needed to do to defeat Bill Gates was just mug him once, that would be, it would be perfect. But unfortunately, we need...
What's mogging? Is that like doxing?
Mogging is like when a Chad makes fun of a beta.
Oh, it's kicking over sandcastles.
Archie
cart like comics shit.
They get mogged.
Yeah, the Charles Atlas ads. I wish I was swole so this guy wouldn't bully me.
I follow some weird accounts.
I bet you
Twitter.
Do.
Yeah, they'd be posting some totally out there shit, man.
I followed Todd's this account like because I thought it had an interesting critique of modernity, but all it does is post buff guys.
I followed Varg because I thought he was going to tell me about why he killed that guy, but all he does is argue with podcasters.
Oh, yeah, you don't need to follow Varg. You need to follow Out of Context Varg, a much better account that only posts the bangers.
That's right.
He does say some pretty absurd shit on there. Todd's just like at the drive-thru.
And he's a stupid fucking racist.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Twitter accounts of dumb aging racists are rarely that interesting or like novel. It's just sort of like,
well, it depends.
Oh, you're like exactly the small-minded fool.
Yeah, that's why Trump was such an anomaly, because most dumb aging racists don't know how to tweet good, and he magically did know how to tweet good.
Nothing but bangers
like
for
sometimes
a decade.
Dumb aging racists say like some really funny shit, like Joe Biden was like
I was just talking to my dad.
Joe Biden was like yeah, exactly. He was like yeah, you know, even Martin Luther King didn't have his assassination didn't have the impact that George Floyd's killing did.
He like, said that? Yeah, what dude. The fuck?
Yeah, no, he said that. He just was like, it was yesterday. It was Tuesday.
Jesus Christ.
He just, he was like, I don't
wasn't
know.
Wasn't he alive when that happened?
Press conference. Yeah, he
he was not only
was he alive, he was a segregationist.
He was in government.
He's just like, oh yeah, all the white people I hung out with didn't really care about it as much as they had to pretend to care about George Floyd. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
Well, I mean, at least it's the thing that we are doing every day, which is all the time.
The time,
or whatever
is now.
The fuck they said.
Yeah. That was a banger from Kamala. There was also that thing recently where, like, I mean, there's no way Hillary Clinton herself tweeted this, but like she tweeted the Martin Luther King quote about like the white moderate, and then at the end said, "This is a subtweet." And it's like, was that her staff trying to subtweet her and own her and be like, "Oh, they're just joking when they say that it like implies that it's you." Like, they definitely know you're owning Trump.
Well, it's like everybody was just flooding the replies with that Garfield looking at an anti-Garfield sticker and being like, huh, I wonder who that's for.
Or Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or the classic Family Guy, that's you. That's what you sound like. Which is a throwaway joke from a show I hate that still echoes through my brain every single day.
You hate Family Guy?
You know,
if you go back and watch those early seasons, they're bangers. I don't care. They're fucking great.
I'll give it up for Family Guy's like pace and writing style and the joke setup and delivery. Like, it's good. It's way better than shit people go way more nuts for, like fucking South Park.
Well,
but it's still not my favorite.
Now there's so many worse shows out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so when you keep lowering the bar, the stuff that was at the level of the bar when it was pretty low, now that the bar is like below the floor, that stuff that was just kind of bottom of the barrel 10 years ago seems good by comparison.
You're saying that Family Guy didn't used to be good. It used to be mediocre at best. But as soon as Netflix released F is for Family, it was suddenly a very good show.
Yes.
I feel like Family Guy is one of the most uneven shows in history, where it's like, if you take like the funniest moments, there's some really funny jokes in there. But if you just try to like watch a random episode from the catalog, it's going to most likely be like boring, unfunny, sort of offensive on multiple levels, but it might have a funny joke in there somewhere still.
There's so many episodes of it that you could just spend hours just watching Family Guy funny moments, numbers 1 through 760.
Yeah, Family
YouTube.
Guy, ideally, Family Guy funny moments compilation, and it's just like a 16-hour fucking playlist. But that makes me wonder, okay, so like I know, you know, we're millennials. We're happy to go through and cherry pick our favorite bits from media from the 90s, 2000s and now. But do you think there's like real old guys on YouTube doing that? You think there's guys like my dad's age watching like hour long MASH funniest jokes and saddest scenes compilation?
No, I think they're
gotta be somewhere.
Those guys are watching like my dad will just watch other dads do dad shit on YouTube. You know, I mean, like they're just watching other dads like fixing their grill or working on their car or doing grout in their kitchen on their kitchen tiles, like that, that kind of, and also it's commendable. I mean, like, can you imagine having the entirety of the internet in front of you and you just do that? It's a Zen feeling that we can only hope to someday achieve.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
truly beautiful.
I'm of two minds about that kind of content, because there's, I think there's two main camps of people who watch it, which is the people who are watching it and they're saying like, like when I watch Guga Foods and I see him like, you know, do a steak experiment or something, I'm like, you know, if it's interesting, I might actually try, you know, treating a slightly lesser cut of meat with like pineapple juice or something to tenderize it. Like I could try that. And I could see that for guys who are watching like grout videos or like barbecue repair videos. But then I think there's also a school of people, and I catch myself doing this from time to time, where it's just deferred enjoyment. You're watching something because you know you're not going to do it. You have no interest in actually doing it, but you like having the little man on the screen do it for you. That's nice.
The worst. That is a disgusting mindset to get into.
You can't let yourself fall into that. It's bad.
If you're watching how-to videos with no intention of ever doing the thing that you're watching the how-to video on, it's over for you. You are not going to make it, and you have no idea how much worse things are going to get for you.
Well,
and
if instead
you're watching videos being like, I am productively learning how to tie a tourniquet because I fully expect that one of my idiot friends is going to hurt themselves when we're playing with dirt bikes next week.
Right.
That's good.
How to turn a nail bomb into a nail bong. 10 steps.
That's right.
Turning a nail bomb into a nail opportunity.
Speaking of turning things into opportunities, it looks like Britain is trying to turn the conflict between Ukraine and Russia into an opportunity by saying in the press, in Reuters here, that they're giving Ukraine anti-tank weapons, which is just such an insane escalation of the tensions on the Ukrainian-Russian border, which I'd like to remind everybody again, it's pretty much entirely clear-cut that the current government of Ukraine is like a straight up puppet state controlled by the UK, the US, and other minor actors in the region, like Germany. Mm-hmm. And
also like extremely fascist, right? Like Ukraine has been very openly fascist for the past couple decades.
Yeah, so they had this like really corrupt government, and then the whole like Maidan protests took off, and one of the ones that gained the most steam was the Euromaidan, which was like a movement to make Ukraine more closely aligned with Europe as opposed to being aligned with like Russia and West Asia. And so it's basically just trying to fold Ukraine back into being like a neo-colonial power much more effectively than it has been in the past. And like, I don't want to go to any like crazy lengths and be like, Vladimir Putin is a good guy. Everything Russia's doing in Ukraine is just legit, guys. It's perfect. It's not like that. But there does seem to be a growing like anti-imperialist kind of lineup of countries. And I mean, it really comes down to like the United States always presents the situation as being like, you can work with us and do what we want to do, or we're going to make sure that you're fucked. And then countries do work with us and do what we want to do, and then they're fucked anyway. And they're like, well, I should have just not done that. What a waste of time, you know?
Yeah.
Because now I'm fucked, and I've got this guy who feels entitled to all my business now.
The United States is just Big Bill Hells, the Big Bill Hells of countries.
Who's Big Bill Hells?
Have you seen that?
I only know Big fake, Bill Haywood.
No, that fake car commercial where it's like, fuck you, Baltimore. Come down to Big Bill Hells, where you're fucked six ways from Sunday.
Okay.
Well, I didn't watch this video. This is a classic. I can't believe you guys haven't seen this. Challenge pissing? Really? That doesn't ring any bells?
I haven't seen it. This sounds great.
I've never seen this before.
Both of you are older than me, and this is like old right now internet shit.
Yeah, this came out when I was in high school. This video is from 2006. Bring your
tray. Bring your time. Bring your wheel.
Shove it up your ugly ass. Oh, the shove it up your ugly ass part is starting to ring a bell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe I have seen this.
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet, you get no down payment. Don't wait. Don't delay. Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at
Big Bill Hell. The only dealer that tells you.
But yeah, no. The United States is just that, but of countries.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Basically, yeah. We'll come in your country and fuck your wife. We'll steal your car.
Well, speaking of somebody who's tired of putting up with aggravation and assault from around the world, FedEx recently asked the FAA to let them put anti-missile systems on their cargo planes.
Yo, I'm sorry, FedEx. What?
They can't even fucking get a fucking package to its destination without fucking it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a, has there been a rash of FedEx cargo planes shot down by missiles that they feel the need to escalate their line of defense against this?
Look, every time my package doesn't arrive, like, within 36 hours of me ordering it on like next day air, it's my own personal 9/11. So I think that this is good.
Have you seen that screen cap of the like FedEx package tracker where it's like package delivered, your package was thrown in a fucking river, it's there in the river. And,
I think I have, yeah.
It's just like that, but it's like your package was not delivered, it was shot down out of the fucking sky by a missile. Please email the FAA and let them have them let us put anti-missile infrastructure on our place. That's the thing, it's like I was reading this and I was like, okay, FedEx wants to put little Patriot missiles on their planes to go hit the missiles that are en route to their plane. That's what anti-missile is. But of course, I don't understand military hardware. So I read the article and it's like they want to put a laser on there.
Sick.
That will distract a heat-seeking missile.
Extremely cool.
Very cool. But like also, is that what all anti-aircraft missiles are? Are they all heat-seeking? Or like are you just getting technology to avoid one third of the missiles that might be shot at your cargo plane?
Probably more. I the missiles are like a gap in my aviation knowledge. You know what this is just FedEx probably got a bunch of fucking, you know, sweet government money, of our taxes.
Yep.
And it's like, well, we can't just not spend this. Why don't we buy some lasers?
Yeah. You let the cops buy old military hardware. Why not your friendly neighborhood package company?
Literally, it's just more defense contract patronage.
Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Except with extra steps, because there's an intermediary between the government and the people who sell the weapons.
Yeah. Well, and they'll probably let them do it, right? Like, there's no way the FAA is going to be like, no, FedEx, you can't have anti-missile systems. Like, they're going to let them do it. And then they'll publicize it and they'll be like, FedEx was pushed to install anti-missile systems on their cargo planes by North Korea and Iran.
Don't worry. Anti-missile systems don't do shit against flak.
Flak? Is that
just
shrapnel?
Like shrapnel or something?
Yeah, anti-aircraft guns.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the big, what are those, like one caliber guns where it shoots a slug as big as a pop can or some shit?
Yeah.
Caliber smaller is bigger, right? I'm getting that right? It's like golf.
Is that how that works? I don't actually know.
I have no idea. I'm not a gun person.
I forget the exact.
All the gun people in the chat are cringing so hard right
They're
now. They're like,
so
you idiot. You idiot. The caliber is how many joules of force.
Yeah. And then someone else is like, oh, it's actually technically joules of force squared. That would be the square root of the caliber.
I don't know caliber, but I know. I don't know. I'll know when I see it. It's like porn.
Caliber, I hardly know her.
That's right. That's
I don't know caliber, but I do know calipers, the most racist scientific instrument.
Look, some guys just want to like measure how big a watermelon is, and it has nothing to do with measuring anyone's skulls or anything. They just want to like measure plants.
There are scientists out there using calipers to just measure the length of bugs and stuff. Just be normal, okay? It's that easy.
Just walking by someone doing that and being like, what? Racist? And like taking a picture of it and trying to post it on Twitter, getting ratioed because everyone is like, yeah, that's a famous bug scientist. He's just measuring a bug.
Yeah, they have famous bug scientists that are like household faces and names.
That'd be cool if we did.
There's a famous entomologist.
In a better society, we would.
or you just mean Dr. Fauci.
I didn't mean Dr. Fauci.
There should be less famous entomologists and more famous etymologists. Am I right, fellow word?
They can explain that joke to everyone.
Go to college.
Yeah, entomology is bugs. Etymology is the origin of words.
Mm-hmm. Entomology is the study of that subreddit where they're like, we smoke weed, so we call ourselves the Ents.
Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of, you're like studying like the 50th Reddit picture of a can of Arizona iced tea posted in that weekend, and you're like, is this the same picture or is it different? I'm going to try to zoom in with like calipers and see.
Extremely cool, guys. One of the chillest subreddits imaginable.
I did my PhD thesis on Entmoots. I think I'm extremely well qualified to be. Well, speaking of someone who would do well at an Entmoot, I hadn't seen this yet before you threw it in the bones. This is a campaign ad where a guy smokes a blunt. I haven't watched it yet, so enlighten me as to what I'm looking at here.
It's just a guy in like a nice leather chair. Actually, kind of looks like the chair Morpheus sits on in the first Matrix movie. And he lights up a nice fat blunt, and then he just talks about how many people are arrested for marijuana in Louisiana, and how many, like, what percentage of people, how many more black men are arrested for smoking weed. And then he says he's running for the Senate.
I mean, that seems like a good, I love the platform, right? Of just being like, my platform is weed because it's accessible and there are enough actual issues in there. Like he's talking about, like, disproportionate incarceration of black men, the ridiculous level of marijuana possession incarcerations in general and all of that shit, that you can make a salient, like, political point at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it also hides your bad takes. Like, this guy might be real pro-Israel or something. We have no idea because all he's doing is showing us that he likes to smoke a nice blunt, which
is
an objectionable.
I'm a 2-issue voter, which is, one, legalize and tax the sale of recreational marijuana. Two, give the money from the taxes to Israel.
God,
those are two things that totally cancel each other out.
Really twisting my arm here. It's a good thing I don't participate in elections, or I would be real flustered.
I am epically twisted.
I mean, but that's the thing, is like, there's a long history of one issue parties springing up everywhere. Like here in the U.S., we had the like Legalized Cannabis Now party, I think it was called, that was like a one issue party that ran for president a few times, and the only platform was Legalized Cannabis Now.
What if they got elected for president? The guy gets in the office like, Mr. President, what are you going to do now?
He's like,
fuck do you think?
It's legal now.
I've only talked about one thing this whole time.
Yeah, there's only one thing I can do. But and that is give your money to Israel.
That's right. That's right. Well, and you know who would really give your money to Israel? Probably. I don't know. Is there was a short-lived political party in the UK that was also a one-issue pro-cannabis party.
Cool.
But it was called Cannabis is Safer Than Alcohol, which I think is the funniest way to go about
That's
messaging.
That's a little bit verbose. Just a little bit. Tiny bit. Teeny tiny bit.
Right, right. But I think they stopped being a party in like 2016, so.
R.I.P. Pour some out for some real ones.
Yeah. Pour out your alcoholic beverage and do not drink the rest for the Cannabis is Safer Than Alcohol party.
Don't pour out your bong water, because that's legal now. Yeah. Drinking bong water is now legal.
Drink that up. It's probably still safer.
I have a one-issue political party, but the one issue is that we all need to recycle our bong water.
That's right. Bong water is basically just weed beer.
Ugh.
because weed is a hops. Okay. I'm pretty sure hops and weed are the same thing.
They do
They're
look
really closely
the same.
Related, but it's interesting that like cannabis is an intoxicant on its own, and then hops, its most closely related cousin, is used in a common intoxicant, but does not itself create any intoxicating effects. I've always thought that was the funniest coincidence of all time, because there's so many fucking plants. It could have been anything. And you were like, weed's cousin tastes really good. Let's throw that in there.
They're drinking it and they're like, it tastes pretty good, but I'm not high. Ah, fuck. Yeah. We didn't put weed in. We put this other bullshit one in instead. Oh, well.
Fool's weed.
Yeah.
That's what they make the beer with.
Yeah.
No, but I like this guy. And I also like that he obviously rolled his own blunt and looks like he rolls a good blunt, you know? So
it's a nice looking blunt. Yeah. I don't know if we can quite give him praxis of the week. We don't know anything else about him, but like,
well, he's running for a liberal office, so I'm not going to give him praxis of the week. I'm just going to say, cool vid, bro.
Remember when that guy, that trucker in New Jersey, won an election, I think, to the state house or like Congress or something for like $50 total spend.
That guy was cool. Like, what he just like rode off on his motorcycle, right?
And his entire budget is just like a single ounce of weed for the entire campaign. He's like really made, he's stretching. He's making it last.
He's taking those shrimp hits. He's taking those little baby boy hits off the stove. He's hot knifing to preserve the stash. I've had to do that before.
Right. Yeah.
I've resorted to hot knifing. Speaking of resorting to doing things, I wanted to talk about this Virginia thing that's been going on where this guy, Senator Joe Morrissey, was recently convicted of contributing to the delinquency of a minor in December of 2014 after engaging in an intimate relationship with his 17-year-old secretary. I don't know how old he was then, but you look at photos of him, he's a middle-aged man.
Where are they recruiting these secretaries? Like high school? Are they like, I mean, how do you, I mean, I feel like you can't even get a job as like a 20-something. How was it like a nepotism hire?
Well, maybe that, or maybe it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we could make this a really good job that pays well and is it like a career ladder for people who are trying to make a living in politics, or we could get students to do it for school credit and like a bonus on their college application.
Well, you do make a good point, John, that anybody who actually wants to make a living in politics should be ridiculed and have everything they care about and love taken away from them.
That's right. And I'll start thinking that we're doing a good job of that when instead of the politician secretaries being 17-year-olds, we just let random high schoolers run the whole ass country. I think can't be worse than what we have now. A lot more drama, but a lot less will get done. And with the current state of imperialism, that's probably a good thing.
Not just any random high schoolers, but specifically the high schoolers from the high school in Euphoria.
No.
I haven't watched that one yet.
I barely watched that show.
I haven't seen it, but
it's such a steaming pile of shit.
I've just seen people talking about it. It looks very stupid. It seems insufferable.
I'm known for hating media, but let me be absolutely clear when I say Euphoria is worse than anything else I've watched in the last year. Straight up. Like the worst show in recent memory for me.
It looks real bad. It looks like a drug show for like the Disney Channel or something.
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, we already got this demographic hooked. What kind of slop can we serve up these piggies next?
Right.
And that was it.
Anyway, the thing about this guy is that he was pardoned. The Virginia governor was
cool.
Hey, you're pardoned for this. You know, she was 17 and a half. Mm-hmm. Close enough for hand grenades, buddy.
Great distinction.
Yeah. So, you know this is just fucking disgusting. And like, you know, I've said before, like, you know, if a fucking 17-year-old and an 18-year-old get together, I really have no objection to that. But if a 17-year-old and a middle-aged man start an inappropriate offense romance,
then you've got an episode of Seinfeld. You know what? It's like, it's great how like a B, C tier, like F tier local politician goes down for this, but nobody involved in Maxwell Epstein will ever know the extent of any of that shit.
Well, and I think they're also just kind of trying to legitimize it now, right? This is a weird time to give out the pardon for something that happened in 2014 when they're already married and have four children together, because it's literally like eight fucking years later.
Wait, the 17-year-old married the middle-aged guy?
Yeah.
Oh, they're married. Yeah. They have four kids, I think.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
And it's gross.
Despite the criminal charges, he was reelected to the House of Delegates later elected to the Virginia Senate. So Virginia doesn't give a fuck about this. The whole state's like 17 and a half is close enough. And that's just reprehensible.
It's fucked up because it's like basically any other crime that someone had committed, but then they still won re-election. I would be like, this is good. I want more criminals being elected to these offices. But they have to commit like one of the only crimes that is actually disgusting and reprehensible. Like imagine if he'd smoked weed and shot a cop and then got elected to office again. He'd be incredible.
That would be so badass. Well, Chris, that's an excellent point, because there's a story that I didn't put in the show notes today, but I almost did, where it was like a Rhode Island man that the police presumed was dead actually turned up in Scotland having evaded a warrant. And I was like, oh, that's badass. Yeah. And then I look it up and I'm like, the warrant was for sexual assault. And I'm like, God damn it. You couldn't have just like been joyriding or something. You couldn't have slapped a cop around.
John, he did go to the UK. So it does. Yeah. And like, which is, you know, it's basically like the Hodge for sex criminals. It's like, if you're like a rich old white dude and you do sex crimes, you're going to end up in United Kingdom at some point or another. Mm-hmm. You know, they just, you got to go, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, gotta go do your time.
What's his name? Was it Prince Harry doesn't want to go back to the UK now? Did you guys see that article?
I did not see that. Cause he quit at some point, right? Like him and that's when married to Meghan.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not going to do this shit anymore.
I mean, that's a good thing to do. If you're a royal person, is to just be like, I ain't fucking with this royal shit anymore.
That's what I would want to do. Yeah. Like, yeah. Why would you want to be part of this horrifying family?
Well,
I
mean, that's benefiting off of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
sure. Benefit off
he's,
of it.
He's still going to be like wealthy and famous for the rest of his life. Like the whole thing about him distancing himself from the royal family felt like a fucking anime arc, right? Like it just felt like
a little bit. Yeah.
Eventually I could go get like a not royal anymore, little prince boy toy with my BK value meal, you know?
For sure. I think I heard someone say he like stands to make more money by quitting because then he can like just be a regular celebrity and make money that way. I don't really know how it works, how you like make money through the royal family.
What's boy Charlie doing?
Charlie?
Is he,
Oh, Prince Charles?
Yeah, I know. How's he doing? He's just hanging out?
I don't think he's chilling. Out. How old is he?
He's pretty old, but he's as long as his mom's still alive, then he's a prince, not a king.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like Prince Charles probably hasn't had an actual word escape his lips in 20 years at this point. Like he just has a grumble that he does for dinner and his butler brings it to him. And then everything else, he just motions with one finger. He's, you know, that creepy old man motion, the upside down finger pointer curling backwards. Come here.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. My man is 73. Apparently recently has invited Prince Harry and family to stay. He wants them to come back. Oh, he wants to meet their child, I guess, because they have a new baby.
Oh my God, I can't care about the royal family.
Yeah, there's nothing very interesting happening.
No. And then, what is there any update on Prince Andrew?
Please stop doing. Oh, Prince Andrew's interesting at least.
is the one?
Yeah, no. I said Charles, but I meant Andrew.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell them apart. I don't think about this shit. So it's like I just said the wrong prince.
I didn't know Prince Andrew existed until I found out about Jeffrey Epstein.
I said Prince Charles, and you guys start talking about him like he was like a semi-normal dude. I'm like, isn't that the Epstein one? And then I had to Google it, and it turns out it's Andy.
No, I understand. I had no idea Prince Andrew even existed until like the Epstein stuff, because I was like, oh, there's another one? I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're like Funko Pops. They keep coming out with them.
They don't let the queen die because none of these guys is fit to rule.
No, not at all.
She's not fit to rule.
She's not fit to rule either, but they're just in their mind. I'm not saying that I believe any of them are fit to rule my left nut, but I'm saying like in the eyes of the royal family and their handlers, right?
Andrew, like Prince Andrew, Duke of Todd's left nut.
they can't. Well, yeah. When the courts are going to be done with him, that'll probably be all he has. But
like, and one little plot on the moon he bought out of the back of the magazine.
they're not letting the queen die because there's no one who the mantle can be passed to. Right. Nobody's as beloved as the queen. And like Charles is a corpse. Harry doesn't want it. Andrew is a literal pederast. Are there any other ones? Am I missing any?
Yeah, there's William. I'm on the Google page right now.
William, is he the one that dressed up as Hitler for Halloween?
That was Harry. I think it was Harry. He was like the bad boy.
William is the one who looks like Bizarro World Jason Statham a little bit.
My man went real bald.
Yeah, he went extremely bald. And I don't know what's objectionable about him. I just don't think he looks very good. And England could never get behind him. And then this other guy, Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex. Stop having so many sexes. You got Essex, Sussex. How many more do you need? And he's he just looks like a banker. He has banker face. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. He looks like a finance guy, hedge fund manager, or something
cool
like that.
With the anti-Semitism. He's not even Jewish. He's literally not even Jewish. He just has buck teeth and a receding hairline.
No, I'm just I'm extremely sensitive to white guys who look like that, because I just moved back to an area where like 10% of white guys are just this. They all look like a combination of like a middle manager at the Chipotle Corporation, mm-hmm. and like the guy who runs like a Huntington Bank branch.
That sounds like it sucks, dude.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, my man does have major like middle manager like blank face. He just looks like a character in Grand Theft Auto. You just like pop in and it's like, this guy works at the bank.
I mean, these guys really do look like, when you compare them to like the way that the Queen presents herself, it kind of reminds me of like Mom from Futurama and her three idiot fucking
sons.
Yeah.
They're worthless fail sons, and they've been deemed that in front of everybody in the entire world. Imagine the blow to your fucking ego.
Yeah, when you're
it's
like
be rough.
Your prince, you're like prince, you know, dick butt of you know, North Sex or whatever, and but like you can't even get 1,000 plays on your SoundCloud mixtape. Yeah.
All the comments are just from like chavs making fun of you. Yeah, fucking weird family. I don't know. The only interesting thing is that Prince Andrew might go to jail or something for sex
my
crimes.
Fingers are crossed.
I didn't see any updates in the case, though. Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of powerful people in the world, I wanted to talk about some Italian senators who had their Zoom call invaded.
My God.
This is like the funniest fucking thing. And it's also so funny that the way this is written up in thegamer.com. Mm-hmm. At thegamer.com/Italian-Senate-Tifa Lockhart Hente. and it says, throughout the pandemic, Zoom meetings have become the preferred means of communication, primarily because it means nobody gets exposed to a potentially deadly disease, but also because it means that the vital functions of the state can still be carried out from the comfort of your own home. However, it's also given rise to a new form of cyber vandalism, Zoom bombing, as it's being called, which I've call me an old man, but I have never heard the fucking word Zoom bombing before.
Yeah, called by who? I've never heard of that.
As the kids are calling it on the streets these days, Zoom bombing. Similar to planking. No, but they'll invade a Zoom meeting and take over the presenter's screen, often playing lewd or offensive materials as soon as they've gained control.
As you do.
This is exactly what happened during a recent meeting between Italian senators. So it says here, as noted by Anime Click IT, the conference was hosted Monday by Nobel Prize winner Giorgio Parisi and featured several Italian senators. At some point during the Zoom call, a user named Alex Spence broke into the call and started broadcasting hentai videos.
Hell yeah.
And as thegamer.com says, the first one featured Tifa Lockhart, who has been at the forefront of fan-made hentai videos for decades. Telling on yourself a bit, thegamer.com. Yeah, no,
did you research that when you were writing this article? Like, dude, bro?
They're
bro?
Like, we all look it up, don't we?
We've all been researching it for decades.
This, I think.
I want to see this guy's deviant art likes.
I do not.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't want to see them, but I would like, I think that we could glean a lot about him as a person writing this article if we knew, you know.
You want some investigation into the matter to find out, to get to the bottom of it. Yeah.
I'm an investigative journalist. That's the whole reason I started this podcast. I can't believe you guys haven't figured this out by now.
But the fucking narrative voice in this article is so funny because it continues. After the video got shouts of alarm, including at least one, "Oh Cristo," from Senator Maria Laura Mantovani.
I love that part.
The conference's tech team attempted to regain control, only to have another hentai video played featuring Genshin Impact's Jiang Ling. Alex was then kicked from the conference call. I love how they really feel like it's necessary to give us the information. They're like, I know you freaks want to know which videos.
Yeah.
We would post the link if we could.
What videos are those? I have to make sure to never play them in a Zoom meeting. I just need to know exactly what the URL is. Is it /HTTPS or is it HTTP? Please.
Yeah, imagine a fucking like 70-year-old man who thinks the only way to look up porn is having somebody like read you the exact URL, and he's like, can you tell me that URL again? What is it? xvideos/gangbang/hugecocks. I think I misspelled one of those words.
All right. Well, I think on the topic of a 70-year-old looking at porn. It's time to put a. My head is killing me, guys. I'm not hungover or anything. I just woke up with a migraine, so I'm like kind of a wet blanket on this episode.
That's all right. I'm an extremely dry blanket at all times.
We're just drying that things
sounds
out.
Sounds cozy.
Some people said too dry. Some people said it couldn't be done.
They were like, Smokey the Bear said, this is a fire risk. And you were like, no, I'm going to be even drier.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Be fun, y'all.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Support us on the Patreon if you can. Bye.